I love Parker, Arizona, because it's where I learned how to wakeboard and wake surf. Thanks, Chris O.
I went out there when I was 16. We drove out there on a whim, and we've been going out there ever since.
I love being able to water ski first thing in the morning and kayak 3 to 4 hours per day.
Parker, my second home since 1989.
Parker has hands down the best sunsets in the world.
Every year we come out, do the two float, vacation there as much as possible.
All about the river, man.
The shores of the Colorado River on the beautiful Parker Strip. You're listening to the Parker Livecast.
All right. Here we go, Josh.
Yes, indeed.
Dude, I have to say I'm a little nervous.
Are you really?
Yeah, it's weird because it's like a whole new thing for us. Like, you and I are on the radio every day, but it's sort of a weird... It's creeping me out. It's weird to do this.
It's creeping you out, man.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel great.
You feel pretty good
about
it?
I've never been more confident in my life.
All right. Well, as long as you're
confident. No, it is. It's very interesting what we're doing here. I mean, this is a whole new thing.
First episode.
Welcome to the party, guys.
Yes. Yes, this is great.
First episode. And this is ParkerLiveOnline.com, which we have had as a website. It's going on like 4 or 5 years now. But as editor, I've never done anything like this on it, and I'm just really, really happy that we're able to produce a little podcast here, and we'll see how this goes. You know, if anybody listens, I always think that nobody's listening, even though it's like, you know, I put out stuff and 500,000 people respond, and I'm like, still, is anyone out there?
Yeah.
You know, it's the same sort of thing. But anyway, this podcast, this first episode, I sort of have christened Why Parker, the Why Parker episode, first episode of the podcast. You know, this podcast is for people who live in the Parker area or who come to the river to visit or who pass through once a year, or who are part of the river lifestyle in any way. And so I figure maybe I'll just announce the cast here in the room. I'm John Wright. I'm the editor of Parker Live, have been since the beginning. And I came to the river like 10 years ago. It's going to be 10. Is it already 10? I think it's over
10 years.
Yeah, I just had a little anniversary, a little 10-year anniversary of being out here at the
Great
river.
Great party, by the way.
Yeah.
I wasn't invited, but it's okay.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
It's a real party poem. What about you, Josh? Let's introduce you.
Well, you know, I've pretty much been here. I don't want to say I've been here my whole life, but I was pretty much born and raised here.
Yeah.
Until after high school, went off to college, went off to life, got married, came back to Parker, got divorced. And I've been living here since 2007.
Perfect.
And I love Parker. I mean, I grew up here. I went to high school here. I graduated here. I've known this guy next to me that you'll be introduced to next.
And you and I work together. We should let people know who don't even know us, but we work together on a daily basis here at KLPZ.
Yeah,
we both have radio shows daily on 1380 AM. Why are you rolling your eyes?
I tell you what, sometimes it's very taxing. No, I love working with you.
Jim Beaver, are you on your masthead on your show? Are you Jim Beaver or Jimmy Beaver?
You know, I think it says Jimmy Beaver. I go by Jim, Jimmy. All depends on who's known me how long.
Right.
You know, and it seems like that's, you know, I answered it. Everything and probably 4-letter words and everything.
Well, but so. you guys have known Jim a long time, right?
Yeah, so, he's Jimmy.
He's my neighbor.
Oh, he's Jimmy?
And here, we ought to break the news to John, but Melissa was my 6th grade dance partner at the school dance.
That's
no
right.
Way.
Yes. So. Also, in 6th grade, I think for my birthday present, I think you got me perfume.
Wow.
That was pretty impressive. That was like the first like adult kind of present.
All right, but how would people know you now?
You know, obviously I'm involved with the Chamber of Commerce and the Ford dealership. I think more widely outside of Parker, people know me. I race a trophy truck, and then I'm kind of a talking head. Do my radio show weekly on Mondays. I travel around the country emceeing motorsports events and doing some announcing and some play-by-play commentary and a little TV. And
the Down and Dirty Off-Road Show.
Yeah. Now we're Down and Dirty Radio Show now because we kind of expanded a little bit past just off-road.
Oh, that's right. Awesome. Yeah. It started as the off-road show, and it ended up talking about everything. Melissa Wright, what are you doing?
I'm here.
How long have you been in the Parker area?
I've been here since I was 8 years old. Kind of like what Josh said, you know, I've been here most of my life and then moved away, came back, and I've been living here now for, I dragged you back.
Yeah.
It's over 10 years.
It's funny about Parker, though, because Parker is sort of like that area that everybody knows. Like, it's amazing. I told this story a few weeks ago about how I was in San Francisco. And half the people that I met, if I said kind of south of Lake Havasu, people were replying with, oh, you mean Parker, you know? And it's amazing how that works. And yet, I think we're kind of in the minority because we actually live here most of the time. People have to kind of put up with coming to Parker for weekends and then going back to the city to work. We are that rare breed that lives and works here,
too. We are here, mm-hmm. a majority.
You want to know what's weird about Parker, and the weirdest thing is talking about that. So you go to Phoenix, and you say, and these people are 2.5 hours away, and they're in our state. And you say, well, I'm from Parker. Well, where's Parker?
Right.
Oh, we're 30 miles south of Lake Havasu on the river. Oh, you know, I don't know. Maybe I've been through there once. You go to San Diego, or you go to Los Angeles, you can be anywhere. Where are you from? I'm from Parker. Oh, I know where that's at. I take my boat to the river. Oh, I was there once in college for spring break, right?
Right. You know,
people in Phoenix have no clue where we're at.
No. It's really, really
People
weird.
People in Los Angeles, Southern California, they all know about Parker.
I think right. It's the whole rest of Arizona, though, right? You just go a little bit east of Parker, and they're like, what?
What? Where is that? And yet, you know,
is
I look at
by
the...
Is it Quartzsite?
I look at the Parker Live.
Everybody knows Quartzsite.
Everybody.
Good or bad, everybody knows Quartzsite.
But I was, I looking at the audience figures for Parker Live, and you know yourself, Jim, like, we can track all these things.
It's great.
Very, very accurately, even down to city. You know, if I look at our Facebook likes, Facebook knows where you are, when you are, who you are, whether you're married or not, what age you are, everything. And it is amazing. You know, I think at least a third of the listening audience right now, if it tracks with the Parker Live audience, are in Southern California. So, hello, Californians.
Hello, Californians.
Now, Mike Collins was going to join us tonight. Mike provides photos and videos for Parker Live a lot. I've been kind of calling him a media contributor because that's what he does a lot. But I'm still trying to find out what Mike does.
Yeah, it's like he's like a Chandler Bing. You're not sure exactly what he does.
Like, what is?
Like, what do you do?
He's mystery man.
He is. Like, he flies a plane. He has a nice sports car. What do you do?
What does he do?
What do you do?
But then he has like an old Ford Explorer too. You know, mm-hmm. with the Porsche.
And
then he has like a way older car. What's that one too?
It's it's like really, an old Mustang.
It's
but
beautiful.
What was funny
I feel like Jonah Hill off of Wolf of Wall Street. Like, you show me a pay stub right now, I will quit my job. And I'll come to work for you. I feel like that whenever it's like people like that.
Right,
like,
I know.
Tell me what you do. I will quit my job right now, and I'll come to work for you.
It's so weird. Well, I think I know he works in the Ukraine sometimes. People say
he's more and more mysterious than Ukraine.
I think I'm wrong in saying that. It's Ukraine, right? Not the Ukraine.
Yeah. They're not a proper noun.
Apparently. But anyway, Mike was going to be here tonight, and he said he had to go into, I think it's Downey where he has a house or something. So he's in Downey tonight. But
so
he
we
was
don't
gonna,
even know where he is.
See, we don't. He's very mysterious.
It could be code for Belarus, as far as we know.
Right.
Love you, Mike.
I had a funny conversation with Josh earlier about his hair because I can't keep my eyes off it. It's like so new. Like I've known you a while, but like Josh's hair, the top of the hair to the side of the hair ratio is getting greater and greater. I'm not sure exactly what's going on, but do you see that, Jim? Like he's buzzing the sides.
The sides are buzzed.
But then the top is staying fairly long.
It's called a high and tight.
Is that what that is?
High and tight.
You're lucky, though, because mine, I was getting, my hair was pretty until yesterday, and I've got to the point where I just let my wife and daughter cut my hair in the backyard. it's got that easy, right? But I'm getting all kinds of gray filling on the sides, and everybody's starting to laugh. I'm like, seriously, getting the salt and pepper. I'm like, I'm 33, and I've already got the gray coming in, and everybody's making fun of me. And I'm like, I got to keep it short now, or it looks bad.
Yeah, it starts to show up. That's why I shaved all my facial hair off. This time last year, I had a big old handlebar mustache.
Right.
And everything started going gray on my face.
You guys are shaving off all the gray and stuff, and I like gray.
Well, you're married,
he's
so it doesn't
even,
matter.
He's not even going gray.
I don't have any.
By luck,
John will never go
he's
gray.
He's never going to go gray, right?
I have I'm 34. I was telling this story earlier how my dad, at this age, you see this widow's peak thing going on?
Yes, widow's peak.
You see that it comes to a little point at
Eddie
the front here.
Had that.
It looks like if I pull my hair back and you get an aerial shot, it looks like the Batman logo. You know what I mean?
The good news is when you want to be a vampire for Halloween, there's not much work.
No, it's perfect.
Exactly. You're
but good. The but that comes from my mom, and thank God, because I was telling Josh earlier, my dad, who at my age, if you saw a picture of him from the front, looks great, handsome, strapping 34-year-old. Young man.
Youngish.
And then he's sort of like if he walks by you and you see from the back, it's like, and there's a big old ball patch right in the back.
Yeah.
And I thought, thank God I got this widow's peak instead, man, because I would be going gray, I'd be going bald, everything.
And you'd be lonely.
He would have a shaved head.
You would have a shaved head. So that's what you would treat. I have a friend.
The balding's a little bit harder to deal with than the gray. I like the gray.
But is that what
silver
everyone...
at the sides.
Not
but
every
the,
woman likes
but
gray,
this,
though.
This balding back here on the back of your head?
Is that what everyone's doing who's shaving their head? Is like they're trying to cover something? If I see someone with a shaved head...
I've got a cousin that did that. Like he was literally like in college, like 24, and he was starting to go bald in the back, and he's like, screw it. Yep. And he went, you know, and most people buzz it, and he's like, no, forget it. He went skin bald, and I mean, literally like straight razor did every morning.
Wow.
And it looks good. I mean, now you see him and if he actually had hair, but that's what I'm going to do. I'm not going to go with the whole horseshoe thing around my head. It's all off. When I...
The horseshoe thing. I love that.
Take it off.
The problem is that, you know, I've got all these scars on my head from playing with the Savino boys across the street when I was a kid and things.
Whack, whack.
And, like, my head's not going to be a good shaved head. No. Like, I'm going to have scars and scabs and all kinds of stuff all over it.
All kinds
of
stuff.
Get successful while you can, Jimmy, because it's over once you shave your head.
Yeah, I definitely will have a face for radio.
Well, it's a good thing you're doing what you're doing then. And Josh and I, too. Yeah, I mean, this is a whole that whole face for radio thing. And, you know, I've been in radio for so long now, it's almost like the joke I don't appreciate anymore.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Now you start to take it personally. I take it personally. I'm trying to work on my self-image here. I'm losing weight. I'm not trying to look gray.
Right.
Even though married women of my best friends love it. What good does that do for me? Like when a married woman's like, I love that. You're like, well, I don't care because you're not my demographic.
It didn't take long for Josh to start bitching about women. But I have to say, you know, this dating life of yours is kind of crazy now.
I'm telling you, man.
You and I saw him in action a couple weeks ago. And he doesn't even realize he's doing it. But, I mean, he's got some lines and some moves, but he doesn't realize he's doing it.
Yeah. What was he doing? What
lines
was
and moves.
Every girl that walked into the restaurant, he was like, hey, you look good today. Hey, yeah. I like the top.
Well,
oh, hey, you've lost a little weight. You know what he's saying? Every girl that walked by, and they're all glowing, and John and I are like, you right here, look at this guy. Josh's like, what? And then he's conscious about it, and then it all goes out the window.
Well, yeah, Josh, exactly. When I'm conscious about it, and if I try to do it, I'm like, pretty girl.
Yeah, but Josh has got like the perfect sort of side gig at the moment with Roadrunner because he's like the MC up there on weekends. Like this Labor Day weekend, he's going to be up there.
I'll be up there Friday night, all day Saturday, all day Sunday.
Right. So if anyone is listening and they want to see Josh in action, go on up there. And any single ladies, go check him out. And literally, I mean, check him out.
I'll be the one with the high and tight and the non-gray hair.
I'm serious. That high and tight, is that what it's called, Missy?
That's a high and tight.
High and tight. Mm-hmm. So, like, I've been noticing the ratio is improving. First of all, Josh had, like, a mustache for the longest time. We call it the sweet stash, this huge, like, mustache.
It's very full.
Giant, like, honking mustache, right?
Lip sweater.
Then eventually it's joined by, like, a little goatee thing. So he's got, like, a goatee going on. Then the mustache disappears. So
that
things
was a
are...
long time, though. It was, like, it was over a year,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was. But then I noticed, like, it's starting to morph. So then, like, all of a sudden, now the goatee part has gone. Now it's just all clean shaven. Like, every single day you must shave that puppy down,
yes.
Right? Okay, so then now the hair starts like maneuvering and like, whoosh, whoosh, and I almost like feel like the winds of change, like. Whoosh, whoosh, whoosh.
Oh, ask him about the, you know, speaking of Josh's body hair, ask him about the time.
Talking about Josh's body hair.
Ask him about the time my wife waxed his chest. And yes, I allowed my wife to wax another man's chest, but it was well worth it.
Did you video that?
Oh, there's a video.
There's a video?
You know the guy, what's the movie where he goes, oh, Kelly Clarkson.
That's
40-year-old virgin.
Steve Carell,
yeah,
right?
that was Josh. Not that he's a 40-year-old virgin. But no. We all know
I'm
that's
I'm a 36-year-old virgin.
But he's got enough trophies to prove he's not. But
yeah, trophies. Now I'm starting to sound
belt,
like a real.
Apparently.
Like, wow, this guy must really, really play a lot. I mean, this guy's
super
busy. This
is sounding horrible.
Yeah, how many trophies do you have, Josh? Four?
I feel like I have upwards of 3.5.
This podcast was a horrible idea, I can tell you right now.
It's going out the window and people like, what?
Anyway,
well,
what
this,
I'm saying
this
is
this did happen in Parker though, the body hair thing.
Now, but to go back to the hair for a second, you know, last week when he got this kind of do or whatever it is that we're looking at right now, where it sort of buzzed at the side, high on the top, I would have said there was like a 1.3:1 ratio of top to side. Now it's more like 2.7:1. You know what I mean? It's very like this ratio
changed.
Is increasing. I'm not even
if
sure.
If you look at it with official industrial terms,
yeah.
When it comes to hair, that is exact ratio.
That's
2.3:1.
Well, anyway, we're really glad that you're all listening. And
thank you for listening to
hair care.
I'm not sure what you're listening to, but anyway, this is the Parker Livecast. We're glad that you're here. You know, Parker Live covers all kinds of sort of local news, and we try to if there's anything interesting. Like this week, there's this caterpillar thing going on. I don't know if you've noticed it, Jimmy.
Strange.
It's nuts. They're everywhere.
Everywhere.
My dog wants to eat them all.
Oh, that's so gross.
Organic, right on.
Did he eat them?
No, she puts them in her mouth and then spits them out. She won't bite down. Crap. It's like she's interested, like, what the heck are these things all over our backyard?
Mm. Well, see, now they're all in town, but we go to our house upriver. Not one.
Not there.
Nothing.
But the point is, you know, I had to explain what that was, and not because I'm an expert, but apparently I'm better at Googling than people, so they ask me what it is, and then I tell them on Parker Live.
All they have to do is Google.
What happened was, though, is you asked me what they were.
Right.
And then I Googled it and told you.
Yeah, so it's... they're
tomato, tomato.
So John is ghostwriting for you on Parker Live.
Exactly.
Oh,
that's
the
pretty
truth
much
comes
how
out.
It goes.
They're a white-lined sphinx moth, and those caterpillar are its larvae, essentially. Like, that's what they are. But there have been a couple of other things on Parker Live recently. First of all, there was a fire at Roadrunner last weekend.
Yeah.
It was a fifth wheel, and then
motorhome.
We were down in Crestline, and someone said it was a motorhome, and then someone just corrected that the other day and said, "No, it was a. You were right the first time. It was a fifth wheel, you dummy." And I should have just trusted my source on the damn thing and not changed it. But I
every picture I saw was a motorhome.
Yeah, but
there was also a motorhome that was involved in the fire.
But right, it was next to it. Yeah, it got fire damage.
So those are the pictures.
But I have this question: what's with all the vehicle fires? Because we had that one, but then last week, what was the one you saw?
There was a Jeep Grand Cherokee that was going to El Serape, which mm-hmm. is a local Mexican restaurant that many people might know of. And they were turning right there at Daniel's Best Beef Jerky, the log cabin.
I would swear you're a NASCAR driver with this promotion of business that you're doing. Like, you slid in how many plugs here? And, you know,
just wait, it'll get in a few.
I like to thank the number eight, El Serape.
He's selling sponsorships for this podcast on the side. We just don't know about it.
I cannot confirm nor deny if I'm getting a free chimichanga after the show. I'm just to give location where people were turning. As she said, and I asked this woman, she was all shaken up and just crazy, of course, like you would if her car just lit on fire.
Right.
And she says when she went to turn, the engine immediately stalled, and she heard this kind of sound, like a pressure sound.
What do you mean a foo?
Like that. That's exactly. And she did that. She was like,
and
I was like, that's great, because you don't see very many older women make sound effects.
I know what that sound is, though.
Yeah.
What is it?
There's
like when you light the barbecue.
Exactly. It's an igniting source. That's the flare out. And she said she started feeling heat, and she started smelling things, and she parked her car, and she put it in a park, and she could feel the heat coming through the engine wall.
Mm-hmm.
And she only had time to grab her purse and her phone, and she got out of the car as things were melting. And the pictures that I took, because I'm right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was right there, and I took a bunch of pictures of it.
And it started
Oh, yeah, it's complete loss.
Wow.
And there's no telling, like, why did it happen? She only drove about two blocks, I think she said, mm-hmm. two or three blocks. So crazy, though. Another vehicle fire.
That is crazy. And also the other thing that's been happening a lot lately, of course, is storms. And I have to say, you know, this monsoon season, I don't remember one like it in the sense of how long it's lasting and how many storms and all of that. There was one picture in particular that just went viral when I posted it on our Facebook page. And it showed Parker Town completely flooded. You saw that picture. Mm-hmm. Everyone saw it by now.
Who was that photographer?
I don't know who that was.
He should be famous.
But it was like the Burger King on the right, mm-hmm. and you know, I don't know if 76 was in it on the left, but you could just see this like.
Well, how much water was there? What was the depth?
Well, we know that. What was it, like 3 inches of rain fell in.
It was a good couple of feet.
Yeah, very very
that was
short.
A lot of water.
Very, very short period of time.
Of course, there's an outside interest to this for people that come to the river during mm-hmm. the summertime. They have homes here or rentals here or property here. And there was, which is why that took
off. Well, so just yesterday we had a storm.
Yes.
And I got a picture from an insurance agent who showed me an awning that had completely collapsed. Like a tree fell on an awning. If it was the house is gone. You know what I mean? It was a mm-hmm. huge tree, like a eucalyptus tree or something.
Yeah.
And it has been a really, really amazing. And then, of course, the rockfall up river north of Sundance, between Sundance and Buckskin, that stretch of the river that was closed down for so long. Then they opened it back up, and then these storms came along, and and again, that
tons
one...
Tons and tons of rock.
That picture went viral, too, when I posted it. So it's like everyone is sort of watching the destruction of Parker almost with these storms this summer. And I have to tell you, though, I've been enjoying the temps that I am pretty sure are related to the season that we've had. Can you guys remember, and maybe, you know, we're going to do a poll every week as part of this podcast, and I thought maybe this would be a good poll. Can you remember an August that was this good? Because I can't. I know there's been a lot of storms and humidity, but I'm saying like 90s in the afternoon on average, 70s overnight on average in August in the desert.
Yeah,
it never happens.
Very nice evenings. Typically, we'll have where you don't get below 94, 93 degrees at night.
Right, right.
But for whatever reason,
it has to be.
I don't think it's just us. I think it's everywhere. I mean, yeah. I've got a friend that lives in Park City, Utah, right by Salt Lake City, and he posted a picture. They've already got their first snow.
Are you
Park
kidding?
City?
Yeah, Park City.
Are you kidding?
No, they've already got their first dusting of snow in August, and he's like, this is absolutely absurd.
Yeah.
I was afraid that it's the end of the world. I didn't want to say it because it's our first show,
of
and
course.
This could be the last.
And you don't want to alarm the people.
Not because people won't like it, but because it is the end of the world.
It is the end of the world.
I don't want to alarm people.
Well, I'm going to put the poll up. If you're listening to this podcast on the Parker Livecast page, you can check out the poll and let us know. Do you think this is the best August ever in terms of temps? Because I think it is. And I've just been liking the fact that we haven't been in the 110s. At all, by the way. And by the way, people always make too much of this 120. It happens. It could be measured in hours how much it normally happens in the course of a regular year. Not even days, necessarily. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's really cool to say I live in a place. It was 122. Yeah.
Well, people feel like they should get at least something for living here.
Here's an out-of-the-box question for you. John, Ireland, summertime. It's got to be beautiful weather over there, huh?
If there is
a summer. Yeah, I'm from Ireland. I'm from Northern Ireland. If you can't detect an accent, it's because I've been listening to you guys for too long. I've been here for like 10 years.
He lost his accent.
Yeah,
culture is completely gone too.
Well, when I start to talk to my mom, though, it all comes back, or my dad, you know, or my sister or brother, anybody else. My whole family is over there. I'm the only one who's here. But yeah, in the summertime, it's like 60s, 70s all summer long.
Wow.
And it stays, it's great because it stays light. It's light before you wake up in the morning, no matter how early you wake, and it stays light all the way through until like 10, 11 at night in the peak of the summer. And so you have this really long day, perfect kind of temps, you know. The problem is you pay for it in the wintertime because it's cold, wet, and miserable, and the days are super, super short. It gets dark at like 4 in the afternoon.
4 p.m.
Yeah.
Wow. It's crazy.
It's depressing.
What a difference. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What a difference.
People drink a lot.
People drink a lot.
It's Ireland.
People do drink
stereotype.
A lot.
Stereotype.
Yeah, it's not even a joke.
To keep warm.
So that's my poll for this week.
I like
is this
that. Now,
best?
So are you going to have, what's the question? Do you think this is the...
I don't know. I haven't thought of it yet, but it's...
Do you think, is this the nicest April? Or April? Just cut that out and save it for next April.
Anybody who answers yes to the question...
Yes. You've got to put that as one of the answers.
Is this the nicest April? Yes, no, it's not April. That's the third option.
Well, you know, every week when we do this podcast, assuming that we last longer than a week, I want to have a guest of some sort. And this week, I thought, since it's Labor Day weekend, and by the way, happy Labor Day to you all.
As well, you as well.
Yes. I thought it would be good to talk to the director of the Parker Area Chamber of Commerce, Mary Hamilton. Mary, how are you doing today?
I am well. Thank you for having me on your brand new show.
Yeah, this is pretty exciting, right?
It's very exciting.
So actually, Jimmy said, well, why didn't she just come in, you know? And I go, well, I didn't want to infringe on your evening.
Are you saying that because I'm way older than you?
No. No.
It's your bedtime.
No, I didn't mean that at all.
She drank some warm milk.
What are you talking about, John? It's only, you know, 20 minutes for my bedtime.
Yeah. Well, how are you? You doing good?
I'm well. Thank you very much.
We just wanted to touch base with you on Labor Day weekend and what's coming up and what town looks like. You know, people may not know this, but when you come across the inspection station and you come into Parker or resorts and hotels, you kind of keep metrics of all of that stuff.
Yeah, when you come across the bridge, the new bridge coming in from California, on a side note, we're planning a gala event for that bridge. Parker's just a great place to come visit
and
live, work, and play. So,
and when people come into Parker for this weekend, Is there anything specifically that you're aware of that goes on? You know, usually if it's 4th of July or something, we know when all the fireworks shows and everything are. But Labor Day tends to be a lot more like loosey-goosey, doesn't it?
It does. It does. I do know that...
I just used the word loosey-goosey.
Yeah, that's not really in your vocabulary,
right.
Is it?
I'm going to eradicate it right
there's
now.
There's a lot of words in this first podcast that aren't in any of our vocabulary.
Well, that's a good... Well, that's my boss I recognize right there. So that's really cool. Anyway, yeah, Labor Day for so many years has always been kind of a wind it down, back to school, back to work, summer's over, and all of that. But having previously been where Josh is at right now in the tourism office, I've always tried to keep it going.
Yeah, right.
You know, and we talked about an endless summer, and we talked about, you know, it doesn't stop in September or after Labor Day. We have so many more beautiful weekends.
I had someone ask me who lives in Orange County and who wants to come for the chili cook-off. Is it next month? When is the chili cook-off?
Chili cook-off has been pushed back until November 15th.
Oh, really?
And yeah, that's because there's so much going on in October, and it's still quite warm. Mm. And we think we'll get a lot more people to participate in the chili and car show and horseshoes.
Right, but people just are looking forward to that now as almost another event that they can come in for.
Absolutely.
Which I think is kind of cool.
Absolutely. We put our boat in the water up until pretty much December.
Yeah, because it stays warm. Like, even that water temp, I don't know about mm-hmm. this year, though. We've been talking about the weather before you came on. We were talking about the weather a little bit and how cool it's been. And I've noticed the pool is cooler. The river is a little cooler than it normally is. So I don't know if people mm-hmm. will come off the river a little bit earlier this year or not. But it's really nice.
It has been nice. And funny you should mention that. It is August. I am wearing a long sleeve T-shirt.
You are.
I am, because it's cooler lately.
When you say cooler, it's like 90 degrees, but we're acclimated around here.
It hasn't even broke 100.
Perfect. Well, anyway, it's going to be a good Labor Day weekend.
It is going to be a beautiful Labor Day weekend, and I think that there's a lot of – we have so many wonderful business owners on the water and so many things to do. The new wakeboard park and aqua fly board and renting boats or bring your own boat or hanging out in the water.
I love that aqua fly board thing.
Yeah. Have you done it yet?
No, and I really want to. What I'm looking for is like someone to hook me up, like, hey, I'll talk about it on the radio, man, you know, like get me a little sweet deal with the aqua flyboard thing. But no, it's a really cool I just love the concept of like flying and then diving like a dolphin.
John, I can hook you up.
Can you?
Ooh, she can hook you up. She can hook you up.
She's got connections.
Yeah. You want to offer a flyboard?
I can offer to, what do I need to do to be hooked up?
What were you going to offer?
Just tell me
first.
When you want to do it.
Yeah, what are you going to really do?
I like that. Yes. You know, maybe this is why I've been losing weight, so I could actually qualify for these kind of hookups. Because I don't think you could be like 300 pounds and go on an aqua flyboard, right?
Why not?
You have to be aqua fly boards.
You have the aqua fly board ready.
Yes, exactly. One for each foot.
But I would really like to try it, and maybe we could record a little segment for a future podcast on the flyboard, and people can hear me scream from here to the coast.
That would be phenomenal. Yeah. I would love to film that for you. Yeah. As well.
I am sure you would. You
need a GoPro on John's helmet or something. You know, right.
No, you need to like extend it out and like on his face.
Right.
Yeah.
Mary, thank you so much for jumping on the phone.
Hey, you're so welcome, and good luck with this. I hope to be a part of it again, and I'll come into the studio.
Perfect. Come back and be a guest some other time.
You bet. Anytime. Good luck.
All right, Miss Mary. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. Sometimes I call her Miss Mary. Have you noticed that? Yeah. You know, the tube float a few months ago, we were talking about a prank call that Josh and I did a couple of years ago when Randy Hartless was the director of the chamber. Do you remember hearing this, Jimmy, or no? Have you ever heard this? Have you heard it, Miss?
Oh, yes.
Okay. This is when this is when Randy was director of the tube float, and Josh and I called him. Listen to this.
Parker Area Chamber of Commerce.
Hello there. My name's Stephen Williams. I'm part of the University of Southern California Student Travel Cooperative. How you doing?
Good.
Well, I have a large number of students who are involved in USC's Art and Humanities Initiative. I'm not sure if you're familiar with that.
Not really.
Well, basically, in English, this means they perform in the theater. Anywho, they'll be performing Alexei Ratmansky's new production of The Firebird in Tempe at Gamage Auditorium Wednesday, June 6th to Thursday, June 7th. It's a wonderful production. You should really go see it.
Yeah, probably not on a Wednesday.
Well, anywho, we also understand that on Saturday, it's the Great Western Tube Float thingy that you guys do.
Yes.
That's going to be Saturday, June 9th.
Right.
Which, by the way, I've been to, and it is a blast.
Okay.
It's awesome. It's absolutely great. I got
you still, Randy, doesn't know what to do with this guy at all.
Really crab-faced one time. It's crazy. Anywho, we're hoping to get some information regarding the tube float because we would all like to make this as part of a weekend-long excursion for our student groups.
Yeah.
Now Ahi's group... Alone, sorry, that's Arts and Humanities Initiative for short. Not everybody knows that acronym. Anyways, this includes performers, stagehands, crew, faculty, staff. It stands around 85 people.
Wow.
But since we're also opening this up to other students, the numbers will be a lot greater. And as of now, there's 12 coach buses that are reserved for students. And I will say this. The buses are filling fast, and we'll probably end up getting a few more buses also. It's going to be crazy weekend. Wow. It's going to be absolutely crazy. So anywho, basically what I need is tons of information. Like I need to make reservations for hotels. I need to see if they have enough parking for all these buses. And I also need to know where to get tubes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, we're so excited about this.
There's plenty of places here you can get tubes. That shouldn't be an issue.
This is your event?
Correct? Yes, it is. Yes.
Okay. Where would we meet? Where does all this take place?
It's called Patria Flats Day Use Area, and that's where it begins at.
Patricia Flats.
Patria. No C in there.
Oh, Patria. Okay.
And you could show up there and register, or you could pre-register. And people that pre-register, they get a T-shirt, an event T-shirt, and a goodie bag with stuff in it that the sponsors put in there.
So you said register or pre-register. I'm not too familiar with this. When I went about four, five, maybe 6 years ago, I just showed up with my tube. What do you mean by register?
So, which is now the rub because the whole thing about the tube float is it's a fundraiser and it's a pretty important fundraiser.
We need people to register so the event can come back the next year.
Right.
And that's the big thing. You have to register.
So it's one of those things that the chamber every year is how do we make sure that people register?
Constantly addressing that issue.
Right, constantly addressing.
We try to register people. So they'll be first off to help the chamber with the fundraising. And then also it covers the participants under our insurance policy.
Okay, so we just grab a piece of paper and just you have to mail them to me? How's this going to work?
Well, there's actually a website, and you can print out the registers to PDF form. You print it out, fill it out, the name of your team and the size of your shirt that you want and this and that, and you can just mail it in with a check or call it in, you know, credit card.
I'm not too sure. You said check or credit card. Yeah. What's that for?
For the registration fee. It's $15.
There's a fee of
$15? Yes. Yes.
They said a fee of
$15. Yes, he says there's a fee. There's a fee for the tube float. Were you aware of this, hon? Hold on. I'm gonna give you the phone to my friend here. Hold on.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi there. $15?
Yeah, tube float. Yeah.
For the group?
It's a per-person registration
per person.
Fee. Yes.
$15 for the whole group?
Per person.
Yes.
And that would hold on a sec.
That would cost us about $10,000. Everyone's
got to pay $15?
That would cost us about $10,000.
That can't be right.
I don't understand. Do you own the river?
No. No, absolutely not.
But how can someone who doesn't own something charge someone to access it?
Well, actually, you can access the river anytime you want.
I mean, if you're having a birthday party at the park, do you charge people to come in the park?
No.
Do you stand on the sidewalks of Parker and charge people to walk down it?
Sometimes we do.
I mean, I don't understand.
It's a perfect answer.
Is the air free in Parker to breathe?
There is an air fee.
Do you have some kind of surcharge to breathe in Parker?
Yeah, there is a small surcharge for
Hold
the
on,
air.
Let me give you back my friend.
Okay.
How much does it cost to breathe in Parker?
Well, it depends on how big your lungs are. It varies.
That was great.
Bro, go in there. Okay, so what do we need to do? What do we need to do to get this going? I mean, I doubt everyone's going to pay. I'll pay just because I think you sound cute. But I'll pay, and I can't speak for my partner over there because he's pretty off right now. So what do I need to do, sweetheart?
If you go to parkeraz.org, there's information on there.
Parkeraz.org.
Yeah, that's our chamber website. And on the side, you'll see a thing that says events, and you click on that. It'll take you to Tube Float.
All right, we'll see you at the Tube Float.
All right, looking forward.
Goodbye. Bye.
Poor guy. And he was so nice.
He was. He did such a good job.
Oh, he was so nice.
Yeah. What did he say after the fact?
Do you remember what he said after the fact?
Dude,
I think he thought it was pretty funny.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, I thought that maybe I was getting pranked, but then it kept going, and I wasn't sure, so I started to buy into it.
Right, right. Now, there's one thing that we're going to do at the end of every podcast,
yes.
And that is naked weather.
Yes.
And to explain naked weather, we had the idea that
need explaining?
I know, it's kind of the most obvious thing in the universe at this point.
No, we had the idea that like people love, for example, this weekend at Roadrunner, there will most likely be a wet t-shirt contest.
There is, both Saturday and Sunday.
Okay. My point being that people like that. So why not, when we need to give the weather for the weekend, which is what we're going to do every week, because people are going to be coming out to Parker, and hopefully enough people are going to be listening to this before they come here, or we have locals who are going to be used to the weather and want to hear that. Why not get a girl in who will do it naked?
Exactly.
Now that was mostly for, not so much you, Melissa, for Josh, Jimmy, and myself.
Why is there the assumption that it's always a woman?
Well, look, there is a woman coming in every week to do the naked weather. Josh, who is it this week?
Tonight's naked weather will be delivered by the beautiful Jessica Rose.
Oh, Jessica Rose. Nice.
Yes, yes. She's 5 feet, 7 inches of hot, hot, hot.
Okay.
Serious. Seriously. Right. The first time I met her was this past Memorial Day weekend.
Mm-hmm.
She actually won one of the wet t-shirt contests.
Oh, good. Very nice.
She very good job.
Mm-hmm.
She won. It was $200, which is the typical, you know, grand prize for that.
Right.
And so we are very, very lucky to have her come in tonight.
And where is she?
Where is she? She's coming in. She's on her way in because we're doing
this
at the end of the show.
We're wrapping it up now.
Oh, we're wrapping it up right now?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, we're wrapping it up. I got to get home.
I told her she still had like 15 minutes before she had to be here. She's coming from all the way up river. Dude, hum something. I'm going to text her.
We know you're not good with times and dates, Josh. You know, April and it's August. But, you need to step it up, buddy. You've got a smartphone here. You got to make this stuff happen.
One thing you had to do, Josh.
One thing.
It's the
one
numbers.
Thing.
Hold on. Let me see if I can. Dude, it's going to take her forever.
I think what we're going to have
to... I just sent her a text.
Does anyone have a coin?
See where she is.
Does anyone have a coin? Because I think it's just going to have to come down to a coin toss between Josh and me who does the naked one. Listen,
dude,
there's only one way to do this.
Dude, are you kidding me right now?
Let's do it. Where's
Woo-hoo!
The coin?
All
right, I got a coin right here.
Do you? Okay.
Heads or tails?
Tails never fails. Okay, I'm going to go with tails.
Tails. It is. Heads. And now to present the naked weather.
Oh, come on. Are you kidding me?
Joshua
go
Savino.
Josh.
Let's go.
All right. Jimmy, John, turn around. Melissa, do not blink.
Right here, Josh.
If I slowly just take off the shirt, is that going to be okay?
Oh, fine. Yeah.
Okay.
What's the weather like for this weekend?
Well, it's going to be mostly sunny today for Friday. Mostly sunny and...
What's going on?
The high could be around 111. I mean 111.
I don't know what I'm looking at here.
I just dropped my glasses.
Bumping into walls and everything else.
Okay. Oh, by the way, there's going to be
you can tell Josh hasn't done this very often.
There's going to be a north wind around 5 mph. Much like the decency.
What? Mm-hmm. What is going on over there?
Tonight, mostly clear. This is uncomfortable.
It sure is.
It could be like 75 for the low tonight.
All right.
It could be 75
for
the low.
So 70s
tonight.
Overnight lows like we were saying before. Yep.
Tomorrow's going to look pretty much the same.
Josh, this is... I can't even look.
Don't look. Don't look.
Well, dude, if you're going to do it right.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Wow.
Tomorrow, high's also the same as pretty much today, about, you know, anywhere from 106 to 111.
Right.
Sunday, mostly sunny, high around 107.
All right. Is that it?
No, and then Monday, expect the same. There's no chance of showers. It's going to be sunny skies. It's going to be much, much better than what just happened.
All right. Good, good, good.
Is it cold in here, Josh?
Oh, man. I told you to turn around.
All right, guys. Thank you for joining us. Like, comment, share. We will be back hopefully this time next week. Have a very, very good weekend. And happy Labor Day.
Happy Labor Day.
Happy Labor Day.